Conchology, from ancient Greek conchos, cockle, is the study of mollusk shells. Conchology is one aspect of malacology, the study of mollusks. However, malacology is the study of mollusks as whole organisms, whereas conchology is confined to the study of their shells. It includes the study of land and freshwater mollusk shells, as well as seashells, and extends to the study of a gastropod's operculum. Conchology is now sometimes seen as an archaic study because relying on only one aspect of an organism's morphology can be misleading. However, a shell often gives at least some insight into molluscan taxonomy, and historically, the shell was often the only part of exotic species that was available for study. Even in current museum collections, it is common for the dry material, shells, to greatly exceed the amount of material that is preserved whole in alcohol. Conchologists mainly deal with four molluscan orders, the gastropods, snails, bivalves, clams, polyplacophora, chitons, and scaphopoda, tusk shells. Cephalopods only have small internal shells, with the exception of the nautiloidea. Some groups, such as the sea slug nudibranchs, have lost their shells altogether, while in others it has been replaced by a protein support structure. Versus shell collecting. The term shell collector and conchologist can be regarded as two distinct categories. Not all shell collectors are conchologists. Some are primarily concerned with the aesthetic value of shells instead of their scientific study. It is also true that not all conchologists are shell collectors. This type of research only requires access to private or institutional shell collections. There is some debate in the conchological community, with some people regarding all shell collectors, regardless of motivation, as conchologists. History. Shell collecting, the precursor of conchology, dates back thousands of years. Archaeologists have sometimes uncovered Stone Age oceanic seashell necklaces in areas far from the ocean, indicating that they were traded, and shell jewelry has been found at archaeological sites around the world. During the Renaissance, people began collecting natural objects of beauty for private cabinets of curiosities. Because of their attractiveness, variety, durability, and ubiquity, shells frequently became a large part of such collections. Scientific interest began to develop towards the end of the 17th century, and in 1681, the Jesuit priest Filippo Bonanni published the two-volume atlas Ricreazioni dell'occhio e della mente nell'osservazione delle cicogne, Recreation of the Eye and of the Mind in the Observation of Mollusks, the first treatise devoted entirely to mollusk shells. In 1692, Martin Luther published Historia Conchylorum, a comprehensive conchological text with more than 1,000 engraved plates. George Rumpf, or Rumphius, published the first genuine mollusk taxonomy. He suggested the categories single-shelled ones, the modern polyplacophora, limpets, and abalone, snails or whelks, gastropoda, and two-shelled ones, bivalvia. He did not include the tusk shells or the internal shells of the cephalopods. Many of Rumpf's terms were later adopted by Carl Linnaeus. The study of zoology, including conchology, was revolutionized by Linnaeus and his system of binomial nomenclature. 683 of the approximately 4,000 animal species Linnaeus described are now considered to be mollusks, although Linnaeus placed them in several different phyla at the time. The English word conchology was coined in the 1770s by the British Sephardi naturalist Emmanuel Mendez de Costa, who published The Elements of Conchology, or An Introduction to the Knowledge of Shells, in London in 1776. Since 1700, a number of prominent conchologists have published their studies of shells. John Maw produced arguably the first conchological guidebook, The Voyager's Companion or Shell Collector's Pilot, as well as the Linnaean system of conchology. Hugh Cumming is famous for his huge collection and numerous discoveries of new species. Thomas Say wrote the fundamental work American Conchology, or Descriptions of the Shells of North America, illustrated from colored figures from original drawings executed from nature, in 6 volumes. R. Tucker Abbott was arguably the most prominent conchologist of the 20th century, authoring dozens of books and working as museum curator of the Bailey Matthews Shell Museum. His best known works are American Seashells, Seashells of the World, and The Kingdom of the Seashell. John DuPont is also known for his extensive collection, which he donated to the Delaware Museum of Natural History in 1984. The Japanese Emperor Hirohito also amassed a huge collection of shells and was a competent and respected amateur conchologist. Museums. Many museums worldwide contain very large and scientifically important shell collections. However, in most cases, these are research collections, not as readily accessible to the general public as exhibits. As of 2020, the world's largest assemblage of mollusk shells was held by the Smithsonian Institution, which has circa 1 million lots, representing perhaps 50,000 species. The Burke Museum of Natural History and Culture also has a large collection, which was donated by Dr. Philip Nudelman in 2013. It includes about 100,000 specimens and 24,000 species, mostly from the Indo-Pacific region, the Caribbean, and the Mediterranean. Organizations. Like other scientific fields, conchologists have a number of local, national, and international organizations. There are also many organizations specializing in specific sub-areas. Depictions of shells on stamps and coins. Shells have been featured on over 5,000 postage stamps worldwide and have been featured on many coins, including the Bahamian dollar, the Cuban peso, the Haitian gourd, the Nepalese rupee, and the Philippine peso.